This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. It's really a great privilege to share these moments with you. Do you know there are 168 hours in each week? And you think, well, so what? The average person will spend about 56 of those hours sleeping, 24 hours eating, personal hygiene, and about 50 of those hours working or travelling to work. So that means there are only about 35 hours a week of time left to do other things that we want to. So when you boil it down, that's about 5 hours a day that we've got a choice of our time. And I spoke about this yesterday as well. We take time for granted, and sometimes the hours slip by, and really we haven't achieved that much at all. We may have surfed the internet or watched some TV, read magazines. But what about our family? How much time do we actually give to our family? Now, the studies have shown that fathers, for example, spend an average of 8 minutes a day during the week and 14 minutes a day on weekends in different activities with their kids. Now, I know that we live in a time of pressure, but how important is quality family time? It's very important. I said yesterday that God is the creator of time and he alone controls the time. Now, I like this story of the time management expert who's teaching a seminar for the executives. He placed 8 rocks into an empty jar until it was full, and then placed some pebbles into the jar. Is this jar full? Yes. Then he got some sand and water and filled up the jar. And someone said, well, what's this lesson about time management? And the students thought for a minute and said, well, it doesn't matter how busy you are, you can always fit more things into your schedule. Wrong, he said. The lesson here is, unless you put the big rocks in first, the others will never fit in. You must work out for yourselves what are the big rocks. I think that's a good statement. What are the big rocks for you? What are the things that really matter? Time and service for God, giving God your time and priority. Are they the big rocks? Giving time to your marriage and your children? If you don't put those big rocks in first, someone else will fill up the jar. Stephen Covey wrote 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and he says, you can't really manage time. You can't delay it or speed it up, save it or lose it. So no matter what you do, time keeps moving forward at the same rate. The challenge is not to manage time, but to manage yourself. That's another good statement. Do you know how the Bible describes it? The Bible talks about it as redeeming the time. And that's a good idea. Ephesians 5, verse 15 and 16 says, see that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. So the old King James translation was good, redeeming the time. It means, the actual Greek meaning there, has in it to go out to the marketplace and buy back the time. Another contemporary version says, these are evil times, so make every minute count. So surely this means to live as wise people, to look for opportunities, to serve God and to help other people. When that opportunity comes, don't knock it back because it's gone. I think that's what it means to redeem the time. So if you have children, you'll realize how quickly time passes by and they grow up and move into their own adult lives. And the Bible says in James 4:14, what do you know about tomorrow? How can you be so sure about your life? It's nothing more than mist that appears for only a little while before it disappears. That's what the Bible says. So life is brief enough, so it's important to create happy memories for our children and our friends. We've got the latest technology today, but many of us come home exhausted by the pace of life. So we need to determine to make space in our life. Or someone talks about being or having margins in our life, allowing time to relax and enjoy life, to take care of your health. It doesn't help to be racing all the time. We can often fall into that trap of not bothering about relationships with other people. We don't make them a priority. But do you make the time to be available to God and to read his word? God could well be saying to you today, look, I have plans for you, listen to me. But you say, I'm too busy. So, as I said, time is God's precious gift to us. We thank him for it. Well, Heavenly Father, it's not easy to give thanks in all circumstances. There are many emotions that stop us from doing that. Lord, we just pray that we will have an attitude of prayer and praise and to really evaluate our time. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.